preparing mares for the breeding season. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. University of Nebraska Lincoln Extension horse specialist Kathy Anderson says mares need to have a good body condition score prior to being bred and prior to foaling.
If she's an open mare or a mare that is pregnant and she's getting close to foaling, we want to make sure that she's carrying enough fat cover so that she will go ahead and cycle the way that she needs to be. And so here, as we're in the 1st of April, many of those mares, if you've bred them last year, are probably getting close to foaling. Or if you have open mares that you're thinking of breeding them, sometime between the middle of April and 1st of May, they're going to be ready to be bred. And so we're going to look at them to make sure that we condition score our mares on the scale of 1 to 9. And kind of the mares that are in that middle range of a 5 to 6, maybe a 7, is really kind of where we'd like them to be, where they've got some good fat cover over their ribs, along their top line, over their tail head, and those types of areas, so that it doesn't have a negative effect if they're going to rebreed for us or even breed it off for us.
Okay, so if she is too thin at this point in the year, how would we go about putting some weight on?
The best time if she's a mare, if she has not delivered her foal yet, is to do it now before she does get into lactation. Really what you're going to want to do is look to see what you're currently feeding them and maybe what you can do to enhance getting some more calories to her. So if she's just out there on some hay, maybe you need to increase the grain to her. I know it's difficult this year to find some different varieties of hay, but if we could switch some of those mares sometimes to an alfalfa hay that's got more energy in it, that's going to help. It might be adding some grain to her ration and doing some of those types of things to help get her a little bit fatter. The other thing is, aside from just feeding her some additional feed that might have more calories in it, would be to double check that she doesn't need her teeth floated, that she's in good dental care, and also that you've had her dewormed, because those are two things that really can have some of negative effects on your feed efficiency and some other kinds of management things to double check on those mares.
And Kathy Anderson says you'll also want to make sure that the mare is truly cycling.
And so if a person has access to a stallion or even sometimes a gelding, you can kind of tease them to see if they're showing the signs of us, just the signs of heat, where they're going to raise their tail, they'll urinate, they'll wink, do some of those behavioral signs where they're interested in the stallion or in the male. Another kind of outward indicator that she's truly cycling would potentially be how much she's shedding her winter hair coat. Because typically when mares get ready to get are truly into their breeding season, they're pretty close to being shed off. The other thing you can do is have a veterinarian come in and do some work on those mares for you where they can palpate them, ultrasound them, check their ovaries, and they can tell you if they really truly are coming in and ovulating and cycling.
University of Nebraska Extension Horse Specialist Kathy Anderson. That's Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Ag News for America.